right. Our last presenter is Steve Sedlock. He is founder. I'm supposed to wait until your presentation loads. Okay, there we go. Sorry about that. Steve Sedlock is founder and executive director of the Virginia Network for Geospatial Health Research. Mr. Sedlock has 24 years of expertise in the geospatial technology industry. Since 1999, Mr. Sedlock has worked towards applying this technology in public health with an emphasis on analytic and predictive modeling applications. He received his undergraduate degree in geography from Virginia Tech and his Master of Urban and Regional Planning degree from Virginia Commonwealth University.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you all this morning and get you to your lunch hour as soon as possible. Let's see, we'll start off. Today, just to give you a little bit of background, I won't be getting into a whole lot of analytical side of our business, but in this particular example, we're going to be utilizing GIS as a data resource for the public. I have no relationships. I'm currently single, and starting in the beginning, the Rural Health Data Portal was an outgrowth of the Virginia Rural Health Plan. The plan was originally developed to comply with their Critical Access Hospital Program, and HRSA required states to revise each of their Virginia Rural Health Plans. With work beginning in the mid-2000s, the formation of the plan created several work groups, including work groups for access, workforce, quality, and then data and rural definitions. Work groups included over 50 partners and met over about an 18-month period. The plan was completed and released in mid-2008, and plan continues to be a evolving document and being worked on by former rural health councils. Some councils have divided into subcommittees, and oversight committees have been formed to coordinate activities. So, through the Virginia Rural Health Plan, what was established was a data council, and among the charges was to create a rural health data portal. And these would be used to highlight Virginia's rural health issues. Preliminarily, at the beginning, was to find 32 data points and sets that should be included, and we had essentially began looking at a dream site that would take as long as 5 years to create. And essentially what we were able to do is do it much quicker, and we'll get to that fairly soon. So essentially the attributes that we wanted for this site were to be free to the public. Anybody can access this at any time. Downloadable data sets and common formats, and mostly available in Excel formats, CSV documents as well. Side-by-side comparisons, the most current data available, and include not just a statistical side, but a mapping capability, and that's probably why you all are here, to take a look at that. So, the Rural Health Data Portal was born. In November 2009, it was released at the Virginia Rural Health Conference, and the funding used for this was through the FLEX program, which is the Medicare Rural Health Flexibility Program, and that provided some initial seed money. The technical work was done by two groups. One, the mapping side, was done by my group, the Virginia Network for Geospatial Health Research, which is a mouthful, so we say VANGR. And the Virginia Economic Bridge. They did the statistical side of it. Again, it was launched in November 2009. Phase two was just completed July of this year, and within just basically a less than three-year period, we've been able to meet much of the dream goals. So we've been able to expedite development fairly quickly. And we continue to expand data and functionality. These are some of the data sources that we pull from. Some of the links right now are live links. Say, for example, through HRSA, we have quite a bit of facility information, medically underserved information that comes live from their data warehouse. We're utilizing data from ESRI, Virginia Information Technology Agency, as well as a lot of health entities within Virginia. So the system at a glance, this is the GIS side. Hosting of this is of the geospatial component of the data portal is done by the Virginia Information Technology Agency, which has ArcGIS server technology. They have that system in place, and they essentially charge my organization for the use of it. And this system is available to the public. You do not need to have any special GIS software. You just need to have an internet connection and a web browser. The statistical side of the data portal is hosted by G3 Systems. We were able to establish live data integration so that the data that you see on the Vanger side and the Virginia Economic Bridge side is cohesive. Essentially, you see the same data on both sides of the portal. We are always adding interface enhancements and added functionality to improve ease of use. We've added some mouse over display capability, and we've improved the data dictionary and the metadata, and regular content updates are also included. At this point, usually, particularly being the last presentation, I'd like to be able to do a demonstration, but I don't have an internet connection. Usually I want to be able to wake people up, get people moving a little bit. It gets really boring just seeing slides all day. I don't have the internet connection, so you're going to have to bear with just some screenshots. So essentially when you log into the data portal, you get this initial screen, and you have an opportunity to create charts, graphs. That's what we call the statistical side. And then you can also do the map side. We'll start with the statistical side created by the Economic Bridge, and we ask for a login. It's free. We just want to be able to track users. So there's no charge whatsoever. We just want to be able to know who's using it. So this is the first thing that you see when you log on to the statistical side. This was created by VEB, not by my organization. You have an opportunity to select based on county. You can also select based on health district, planning district, economic regions, different types of locational data aggregation. You can also have various categories to pull from: population, poverty, workforce, access, facilities, insurance, quality, and actually right below that is social determinants of health. And you can also compare as well. Different counties to other counties, or different health districts to other health districts. So you have an opportunity to look at things at different ways. So if I was to look at Greensville County, and again, this would be really cool to show the demo because it actually provides a little bit of animation and gives you kind of a dashboard feel as to what's going on. But clicking on Greensville and selecting population, you get pie charts, histograms, graphs that show you what's going on in Greensville County based on population, racial breakdowns, gender, estimates, age, and then census information, additional census information. I can also look at access. And access information shows you the medically underserved, categorization, hospitalization, low birth weight for the county as a rate, prenatal care rates, and infant mortality for Greensville County between 2008 and 2004. Do not appear to have any data for 2004. I can also bring up information with regard to quality, and these are PQIs, prevention quality indicators. We have them for inpatient, pediatric, patient safety, and then actual prevention quality indicators, all broken down by conditions, diabetes, appendicitis, pulmonary disease, hypertension, on and on and on, different types of health outcomes, and resulting PQI numbers for each. We also have social determinant data on the statistical side, showing educational attainment, unemployment rates, violent crime, and some additional information there. We can also do side-by-side comparisons. In this case, I brought up Greensville County and Halifax County and was able to show the low birth weight comparisons, the prenatal care comparisons, as well as infant mortality comparisons. So you can see based on it, you can do side-by-side comparisons on any county, as well as any health district or multiple health districts, Plan A districts, as well as others. And this is an example of a health district, Central Shenandoah Health District. And you can see, again, we can bring in information based on that level of aggregation. So on the map side, this is, again, free and available to any user. And, again, it's using ArcGIS Server as the software platform. You have, when you first come in, you have an opportunity to obviously see the entire state. You have this button that you can click, which is the table of contents or the map contents button, and that bring in all the different layers, and I have them group categorized by their, obviously, the type of category they're in. Not only can you see kind of a street overview, but you can zoom in and you get a different level of detail. These things are, these layers are scale dependent and are available through our use with the Virginia Information Technology Agency. So there you can get a little closer detail of the street view. Same thing can be done. Not that you can really tell what's going on there, but we have aerial photography for the entire state updated through 2008, I believe. And we also have topography available to us, so we can look at things from a different angle. So through the map contents, we can turn on different types of information. We have health professional shortage areas, or HPSA areas, and this is what we have live linked directly from the HRSA data warehouse site. So all that information is pulled based on any updates that HRSA has. They immediately are put into our system just because of our live link that we have. We can overlay different types of information at the point level. We have all hospitals, critical access hospitals, hospice information, nursing facilities. In this case, I've overlaid FQHCs, also all coming from the HRSA site. This additional information I brought in, this is percentage population below federal poverty level. This is not coming from HRSA. This is actually shared by both Vanger and VEB, and I've been able to overlay the hospices with their percentage population below the federal poverty level. Just from a descriptive standpoint, we always commonly see quite a bit of poverty in Virginia in what we call Southside Virginia, which is this region right through here. We have quite a bit of health problems, economic problems as well. So we do see quite a bit of levels of distress in that part of the state. And we do have it as well as the southwest part of the state as well. Very rural, very remote, tough places to get to. Overlaid the hospitals again with the overall PQI data. And I'll show you a little bit about the toolbar up on the top. I have an identify button. And with the identify button, you can click on a particular county or hospital and get the information either through mouse over display or through an identify window that opens up. And you can do this for any particular layer that you have on. We have zoom in through bookmarks. You can zoom into a particular extent and set a bookmark as an area of interest for you later on so that if you wanted to go back and see a site for your next session that you're in, all you have to do is just create a bookmark. And then when you're back into your next session, you can just click on it. It'll zoom right to the same site. We do have addressing. address matching where you just type in an address and it will zoom to that particular address. We have some draw capabilities involved. Here is an overlay of the Virginia College of Osteopathic Medicine, and been able to identify and be able to draw the outline of the building on top of it. So you have different types of draw capability there. And we can, like I said before, we were able to provide different levels of overlay. We have links to all our different providers, our different funders, different partners, and as well back going back to the statistical, you have a link to go back to the statistical component as well. So the future direction is we're going to be adding some different spatial aggregation capabilities. We're going to be adding, again, some additional social demographic data. The population dynamics will be included, including population churning, age-specific population shifts, new immigrant populations, persistence of income, such as persistence of poverty, increase in transfer payments, et cetera. Population projections will also be provided. National ambulatory medical care survey data will be added. Health provider and facility data will also be expanded upon. We're going to be site-specific in terms of different specialties for health providers. So we're going to have actually site-specific information on where primary care physicians are, cardiologists are, oncologists, all the way down. Hospital discharge data will also be added. We're going to begin to look at different types of adult and pediatric prevention quality, as well as looking at commuting patterns for people within, and this data will be aggregated by zip code and look at the average commuting patterns at the zip code level for different types of hospital discharges. We're just completing an underserved area determination tool, and we're actually about to ready to begin a regression modeling tool to be added to this. So we are proceeding and moving forward. Thank you very much. Question? Yes?
How often are your base data updated? So what's the dynamic of the database?
We are doing quarterly updates. We are essentially a lot of our data, let me back up. The question was how often are we updating and how and where are updates coming from? We are updating on a quarterly basis, and a lot of our updates are coming from HRSA through their live data warehouse link, as well as our joined link between the Virginia Economic Bridge and Vanger to essentially any type of change that's made, it's automatically made. So it does not even dependent on quarterly updates. It's just dependent on when somebody makes a change in the database, and you'll see it immediately. Yes, sir. It's available to anybody. It's available to anybody. My website there, vnghr.org, has a link to the data portal. It's available to absolutely anybody. That is correct. It's actually, we call it the Virginia Rural Health Data Portal because it came from rural health money. But it's the entire state. And we are probably looking shortly at rebranding what this is. Yes? We seem to be on the, based on my most recent scan of what's going on, we seem to be the only one that's doing this right now. So I could be wrong, but it seems to be unique at this point. I don't know if anybody else has an example of another state, but
I was going to ask a question.
What's that?
If I wanted have data on the distribution of cardiologists, for example, in Virginia State. Is that possible at this time?
Okay, what was the question again, sir? I'm sorry.
I said if I wanted data on distribution of cardiologists, is it possible to get that information at this time? Because you indicate that you're going to be marketing providers.
Right. Very good question. The question is that if somebody wanted to get information on cardiologists in Virginia, would it be available on the site? The answer to that is not right now. We are planning to include that data this winter. We have a February release date of the next version of the data portal, at which point you would be able to access that information. So as of now, it's not available, but it will be this winter. I am not aware of that. If you wanted that specific information, you would probably contact the Virginia Department of Health Professions or the Virginia Department of Health, one of the two.
I mean, actually, just for purposes of time, one last question, or do you want to find him afterwards?
I was wondering if it's kind of like an app store where you're asking
This is a collaborative effort. So I'm working with the Virginia Department of Health, the Virginia Department of Health Professions, the Virginia Economic Bridge, various other health entities as well, HRSA, to bring this data in. We have a statement of work as to what we're supposed to bring in. It's not necessarily just, hey, I got data, put it on. Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.